The River City Renegades are delighted to host Mr. Testosterone, the talented jammer and captain for the Vancouver Murder, ranked number 4 in MRDA, and skater for Team Canada. You should probably be following Mr. Testosterone on Instagram and the YouTube channel, I'm the Jammer. He teaches cool, simple jammer tricks and ideas that help improve a jammer's ability to not just get through walls, but to be fancy while they do it. Oh, it's like my ultimate dream in life. Mr. Testosterone also brings with him a passion for a positive life by sharing messages of positive thinking with every interaction he has. This is his first time ever teaching in Michigan, in Mackinac, so you better get on this. This clinic is open to all insured skaters of all genders 18 years or older who have passed their minimum skills. There will be an opportunity to scrimmage. You can go Saturday, April 4th or Sunday, April 5th. Skater pass is $60. Non-skating pass is $20. Space is limited. Reserve your spot now. But wait, there's more. A free referee clinic with Zsa Zsa Kapow will be taking place during the same time frame, so you could go as a skater one day and a ref on the other and learn some stuff. How great is that? There are discounted codes for hotels and an after party Saturday night. I am posting links to the Facebook event in the show notes, so you can go register right meow. I can't wait to do spinneroonies and jumps with Mr. Testosterone. See you there.
It's derby time. Come on, tell your friends. We'll go to many distant lands. With Dan the coach and Jackie the skater, the fun will never end. It's derby time.
Welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. This is Jackie Bauer. Thank you for joining me today on the path to becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Hi, everybody. I've got a special guest with me today. Say hello to Lupin. I don't know if you can hear him or not. He's purring pretty good. He was mewing and clawing at the door, so I thought I would let him in. This is my new little kitten. He's a little sweetie pie. So, this has been an exciting 2020 so far. We've had great guests talking to Kay Woodward and Smarty Pants. We've talked about coaching. We've talked about body positivity. We've talked about earning your spot. Today's question from a listener is going to be a really tough one because at its very essence, it boils down to this type of question, which is, how do you help people who are having trouble helping themselves? It's really, really tough, right? Especially if you're coming at it as a fellow teammate where you're just not sure what to do. So let me read the message I received. Hi, Jackie. I really enjoy your podcasts. Gotta say, I'm a little bit obsessed, having listened to almost every episode, some several times. I find your insight into mindset very helpful. You've opened up my mind to a whole new way of thinking, so thank you. I'm a rookie skater, just started in March 2019. I'm completely obsessed with this glorious sport of roller derby. I'm just 9 months in at the time of writing, and I found myself wanting to move up and take on more of a mentorship, leadership role. I skate with a small league, which just started about a year ago. I care very much for our coach and team founder who does so much for the team. She's sacrificed a career and spending time with family to build our league to where it is today, and I want to help her. I feel like one of the best ways to help her is to set a good example for other skaters and reach out and try to give helpful suggestions to those that are struggling. I've been lucky enough to have advanced very quickly in my short derby career, and I believe some of the skaters already look to me for help and advice. One of the skaters who started at the same time as me has a really hard time with mindset. She is frequently putting herself down and has straight up told me she doesn't feel like a part of the team and that she's only continuing derby because she's financially invested. She's not good enough, etc. In reality, she is one bad woman. There are some details that are a bit specific here about her accomplishments that might make her a little too easy to identify. So I'm just going to say she conquered a big bad illness and has a very challenging career. The message continues, I am legit inspired by her, and I've told her this. She sometimes sends me long messages about her struggles, which I'm super glad she's venting, but I just don't feel like I know how best to help her. I've approached the coach about this particular player's mindset, and we came up with ideas on how to help her. Sorry this is long, just not sure how to describe the situation without all the context. One of the things this skater told me is that she felt like she plateaued already and wasn't getting better at derby. After relaying this concern to the coach, we recognized that when we were doing drills, this skater was often pairing up with skaters from the newest class of fresh meat. So we thought we would make a point to have this player paired up with a veteran skater, so rather than babysitting fresh meat, she could learn something from a veteran and help her move past this plateau she believes she's on. We have a game coming up, and the skater who has been placed on the same wall as the veteran, I am also on the wall, in addition to another skater who is more inexperienced and will need a lot of guidance during the bout. In creating this wall this way, we thought we could instill confidence in her by not only giving her peace of mind of having a veteran on the wall and someone she trusts, but also we believe enough in her skills to have her in a wall with a more inexperienced skater and be able to handle it. When we announced the lineup at practice, it was not well received by the skater. I came home to a long message from her about how she knew she was going to be paired with this veteran skater because of her own lack of skills, how she felt she's being compared to the inexperienced skater, how she feels ignored and doesn't fit in on the team. We really have no drama in the league, and we are all friendly with each other, so it's not like... The kitten's on my head. We have a kitten on my head. This is not part of the message. Are you going to stay up there? Okay. It's not like anyone is shutting her out of practice. We all talk, laugh, joke, and skate together. It's actually very lovely, and we frequently hang out and attend events outside of derby. In fact, we're from surrounding leagues because they love our league's sense of community and sisterhood. I believe she's a great person both on and off the track and is just struggling with some intense self-confidence issues. I've tried reassuring her. She really is a great skater and has built up amazing skills very quickly, but I just can't seem to get through to her. I'd invite her to listen to your podcast, but I feel like that suggestion will fall on deaf ears. She seems dedicated to the sport because she shows up to practices on a regular basis, and I think maybe she wants to do well, but hasn't taken the time to really immerse herself in derby because of her confidence issues. It just seems like every time I try to pew-pew away those self-limiting beliefs of hers, she just deflects them. Have you ever dealt with someone that's difficult to reach and or has severe self-confidence issues? Any suggestions on what I can do to help? I'm so afraid she'll quit derby before she even gives herself a chance to love it and find her sweet spot on the track. I'm desperate. Please help. Thank you for taking the time to read my cry for help. Sincerely, a skater desperately trying to pew-pew those lasers of positivity to others. Whew. Okay, that was a really long message. And the reason I read the whole thing is because I honestly think this exact situation probably applies to many skaters out there, to people you know within your own league, on your own team. Or maybe it's you. Maybe the story is about someone like you. So, to the listener who wrote in, first off, I want to say kudos and props to you for being a rookie skater yourself in a newer league, just getting off the ground and wanting to take on more responsibility and help others. You really do have a big heart and you're going to go far. This is amazing. Try to never lose all this eagerness and this enthusiasm that you have right now. And please do keep trying to spread it to others. It's really important, especially tough practices, going through tough situations. We really do need someone to keep those laser beams of positivity going. Sometimes, though, it can be really tough to be the ray of sunshine, the bouncy ball of hope, the uplifting spirit for everyone else. When it's working, and your smile makes other people smile, and your light is helping other people shine, it builds and it feeds you right back. So you get all this momentum, this charge off of your efforts. But sometimes you're going to run into people who this just doesn't work with. A black hole, if you will. This person you are trying to reach really does sound amazing for having come back from, it's a disease that straight up kills people all the time, okay? And this person's thriving in a really challenging career. It's very possible that this person grew up with a certain mindset. We talked about it a lot in the episode on perfectionism and also the episode on fixed mindset, how it can be so easy to hear a message or tell yourself a message and have that be your reality. Come to think of it, we also talked about it during self-limiting beliefs. You come to form a belief about yourself based on experiences, based on feedback from others. And once it becomes true, once it becomes a belief instead of just an idea or just a statement, you start developing that path in your brain. You start tracing over it again and again, and then it's just there. And it's so hard to break those neural pathways once you've built the pattern. So, for example, let's say that when you were growing up, you were told that you were smart and you found that school came easy to you. That develops a certain mindset that you are good at this because you are smart, because you have a quality, a finite quality of smartness. When you find a subject that's really challenging for you because you just don't get it and are struggling for the first time, it will completely rock your world because it challenges this core belief that you have, that you are smart and things were easy and now they're not. You must not be smart enough. Like it's sending error messages throughout your brain. But the truth is, smart isn't what's most important in learning. Because what is smart really? The truth is, you don't need to be the definition of whatever smart is to succeed. You need to study more and work hard, and you can accomplish what you need. Some things in life are going to come to us more easily, and some things are just going to be really darn hard. And our level of effort, persistence, straight up grit is going to determine if we can get what we want. Our sense of curiosity, if you will, like realizing we don't know everything and wanting to seek out answers, that's a growth mindset right there. Being curious, wanting to know more, admitting we don't know everything, not being upset because we don't have it all right now, but being like, oh, there's more? I would like to go get more, have more in my brain. That's cool. So this person who is struggling out there in roller derby, out on the track, this person might be really, really good at some things in life, like their job. And this thing called roller derby is not going as well. And they are seeing the situation as pass or fail instead of a progression. They're looking for perfection instead of focusing on the incremental progress of their journey. All these little things adding up to the big things. They're having trouble seeing that part. This absolutely is a mindset issue. It's all in their head and how they're approaching the situation. You have definitely identified it correctly. I love that you asked for help from a leader in your organization and made a game plan together to help. I thought that that was a really good idea. So you're on the right track, your listener. It sounds like it was a really good plan. And yeah, any skater will plateau in skills and development if they don't challenge themselves. And you're not challenging yourself if you only go work with the rookies at practice. You should work with them sometimes because they need help too. But if you're only working with the rookies, you aren't getting the next level challenge you need for your development. You won't grow above a rookie level unless you're being challenged by someone more advanced than your current level. So I do love this idea of pairing her with good players to get better, more advanced players, especially someone it sounded like maybe she already trusted, which, hey, that's great. Any existing relationship can help. And then if she gets to help somebody else, a less experienced player, then yeah, she might feel like she's advancing because she's now good enough to help others. And then there was you also in the wall, her friend that she feels comfortable enough to send long messages venting about stuff. So if it were me, I honestly would think this is a great plan. Like, you've really thought about this. It sounds awesome. But here's where it comes back to mindset again. And here's what's so tough about this perfectionist mindset. You are constantly comparing yourself to everyone else. I saw a friend of mine, a teammate actually, share on Facebook today, comparison is the thief of joy, I think is the quote. I might not have it exactly right, but yeah, comparison is the thief of joy. As soon as you compare your current situation in life to someone else's, you start seeing the haves and have-nots, and you appreciate what you have less, if that makes sense. So she says she's plateaued, isn't happy about it. But when she's working with more advanced skaters, she might tend to compare herself to them, which she absolutely is, and is feeling bad about her own skills, again, which is absolutely happening. She sees the newer skater as competition and is basically Eeyore-ing her prospects right down the tube. She's just having trouble seeing this in a positive way, even when you really tried to account for everything with your plan. It's really hard to change someone's mindset for them. In fact, you can't do it. I have a podcast. I can't change anyone's mindset for them. Anyone listening right now, I can't do it for you. I can't. I can say a lot of things. I can present a lot of ideas. I can speak to a lot of personal experiences, experiences of others. I can bring on special guests who have different experiences than me to talk about what they know and their knowledge and wisdom. But does any of it matter if you're not internalizing it in some way and really thinking about it? So I can't wave a wand and make everyone have a clear mindset and focus on a growth mindset. It would be lovely and magical if I could. And all I can do is offer advice, information, perspective, experiences, encouragement, and a message. That's all this podcast is at the end of the day, is me, sometimes Coach Dan, talking to all of you. And sometimes you write in and tell me how much something helped you. But I can only help you if you want to be helped. And it's the same for our listener who wrote in. You can only help people who want to be helped. You can only share a message with people who want to listen. It's very difficult to help someone with their mindset when they aren't taking an active role in helping themselves at the same time. Right now, it's like you're trying to give her a lovely hand-wrapped gift of positivity and she's throwing it in a ditch. Over and over and over again. Or yes, your laser beams of positivity, your pew-pews are bouncing off her blast shield. Your effort is bouncing off because she has to do her part too and meet you and others halfway at least. Her part is being open to a new thought plan and listening when others catch her off drifting to something negative and seeing if she can work it into something positive. All right, I've already talked for quite a bit right now. I'm going to take a really quick break and come back and continue on this topic. Today, I'm going to talk to you about Moda Skates. Moda Skates was started by Doug and Julie Glass, both inline and roller skating world champions for decades. They've taken their expertise for knowing what athletes need based on personal experience and have lovingly poured it into these skates. Moda Skates is different from other companies. They work hard to provide premium level products at entry level prices. They make a skate that performs at the top level for a fraction of the cost of other brands. And I love that personal, small business touch that they provide in everything they do. I'm loving my Metcon Savage skates. The boots are low cut, just how I like for extra mobility, and have a great heel lock. There's almost no break-in period. Just put them on and go skate. I customized my Boss Pro plates and trucks in gold and orange colors so it can feel like fall, my favorite season, all year round. I could never afford customization in other brands. Believe me, I looked. It makes me feel like these skates are special and unique to me. The Monster Stopper toe stops give amazing lateral stability. They are made of long-lasting rubber, so I can stop and start with ease and not worry about wearing them down. The Turbine wheels deliver performance you've been dreaming about. Your handling and stability and your edge work will make you feel invincible, and the high rolling efficiency will help you crush your laps. Get motivated with Moda Skates. Visit modaskates.com, M-O-T-A skates.com, or any authorized skate vendor for more details. Thank you, Moda Skates, for sponsoring today's episode. I want to keep continuing on this topic now because even though I have done several episodes about mindset, clearly we need to keep circling back to it and exploring it from different angles because people struggle every day with mindset. Some of them have mental health issues as well. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having mental health issues. There's nothing wrong with struggling. The thing we really need to focus on is helping ourselves, though. Taking that hand when other people are offering it. Because the listener who wrote in is trying so hard to help. And the person she's trying to help isn't accepting it or seeing it or is just batting it down, is not acknowledging the help. Imagine if these two people joined together on the same page where the growth process could start to happen, where the bonding could start to happen if they actually saw eye to eye on the issue and this other person like came to the table or, you know, because you can lead a horse to water and all of that. So back in episode 60, Conquering Negative Thoughts, it's that quote all over again. Those who don't defend themselves won't be defended. The skater who has this lack of self-confidence and is beating herself up all the time, she is attacking herself. Like, have you ever met or been a person who started something, anything that they thought that they would be really good at and then was surprised when it didn't work out that way? Like any type of hobby, sport, class you wanted to take. Any of us who are ever in this situation, you have a choice in that moment when you are confronted with the fact that, oh, this isn't easy. Oh, this is going to be hard. I am not immediately good at this. Oh dear. So you can either give up on it like I did with sports growing up. I tried my hand a little bit at sports. I think I went to a 1 week long basketball camp. I'm pretty sure I was sent out for t-ball. And I've been told, I don't have a lot of memories of it. I've been told I spent a lot of time picking flowers in the outfield. I just wasn't genuinely interested. But I just didn't get into those things. And then, of course, I literally in middle school went to one track practice and one track meet where I was surprised when I came in last place for a sport I didn't practice. In a race I had never run before. Must be bad at sports. Clearly, you can tell now things have changed for me and that I have a different mindset now than I had back then. So you can be like young Jackie and just meh and quit, or decide you're not good at this and just make your life miserable telling yourself how not good you are at something and, I don't know, experiencing an extreme self-torture going on in your brain. Or you can decide you want this enough to work at it and get better. And that's not just physical. That's not just your skills. That's not just your stops, your strategy, watching game footage. It's not just that stuff. It's going to take looking in on the inside at your brain and what you are doing to yourself in terms of confidence and how you are approaching learning and improvement. I don't believe that this person who the listener wrote in about is only in Derby because she spent money on it. Really? That's a very superficial surface reason for being in Derby. Like, oh, I already put money into it. Yeah, that can be part of it, but there must be something she loves that she gets out of it. There must be a reason she's here. There must be something about Derby that is attractive to her, that maybe she just likes the idea of how she will see herself once she gets good at it, but she should really start seeing herself that way now. Every step is part of the journey. It's not just about the destination. I actually really loved how you talked about your culture and having fun at practice and events, because I think that that means she's in a good place, that you have a great team. And this person, she wants to be good at this, but isn't where she wants to be yet. And her mindset is what's holding her back from growth. She's worried about looking bad. She's worried about failing. She's worried about being found out as a fraud. Any of these things could be true. I don't know her personally, but I feel like I do know her a bit because there was a time in my life that I was her, that I had this mindset. And it's really hard for anyone to see beyond their own perspective. Right now, she probably thinks it's just like her versus the world, and sometimes her versus her own team by the sounds of it. She doesn't feel like she's a part of the team, probably partly because people do tend to drift away from negativity. They don't want that. They start to back off. It happens. It's just a natural thing. Just keep reminding her, you're a team working together. Keep trying to include her and point out her progress like you've been doing. Just keep shooting those laser beams of positivity. And your instinct about directing her to the podcast, please do direct her to this podcast, because it might help to hear these messages from another source. So anyone out there who has someone they've really been trying to help, they've been trying to get through to, but aren't sure if pointing directly to this episode would be well received, because this is a pretty direct episode, like, hey, I'm talking to you, hey. I would suggest, if you want someone to listen to this podcast, pick an episode that isn't about something you think she needs to work on immediately at first, but something that she'd be interested in or agree with. Like, get her in the door with a juicy topic that might be easier to digest. Just, I've got a long list in the archive now. There must be something else that this person you're thinking of might be interested in. We need to get her foot in the door. And then you can send her other favorites later, and she could possibly explore others in the feed on her own too. Whoever you're trying to help, we need to get them doing something. So it doesn't feel like, you know, for the listener, like you're always trying to dig her out of a hole and she's just filling it in as you go. We need a little momentum in the right direction and hope she enjoys it and keeps rolling that way. It was revealed in a follow-up message, because we did have some email exchanges. I wasn't able to respond right away when I received this message, but I did give like a little bit of something so that they wouldn't be hanging on waiting for this episode. But it was revealed in the follow-up message that the skater also has trust issues and has lost friendships due to her negative ways. And that really bums me out, because it's so relatable for so many people who listen to this podcast. How many of you know someone like this or have been someone like this? Like, Use your own experiences for guidance when you're helping others. What helped pull you out of this hole? Can you have an honest conversation with this skater about how you want to help them, but they need to help you too and meet you halfway? It can start with something really small. Maybe this skater isn't elite at everything, but has a really good plow stop. Start with that. Build confidence in something they are already good at. Like, keep communicating a message that it's okay not to be amazing at everything yet and to make mistakes as long as we are learning to get better. Just keep praising the person for the things that they are good at already, and we can build from there, because then they'll start thinking of themselves as the person who is like really good at plow stopping. And then you're doing a one-on-one blocking drill and people are coming up like, oh no, I'm going to be blocked by so-and-so who has a really good plow stop. And then the person's like, yeah, darn right, I do have a good plow stop. It sounds silly, but I'm serious. It can really help. You have to start building confidence somewhere for someone who is so far down on themselves. It does not hurt starting anywhere to try and build an ego. Ego is important in sports. I'm planning on doing a whole episode about ego at some point. It's on the list. The bottom line is, for our listener who wrote in, you can make an amazing plan to attack with your positivity laser beams. You can get everyone on board and spread the message that we love having this person as a part of the team. We are here to grow and get better and have fun doing it. You can do all you can to build confidence in this person. But at the end of the day, if her blast shields are up, if she is completely ostriching when you are trying to give your message and sticking her head in the ground, you're going to be exhausted and disappointed when nothing changes, because this person must want to change. This person must want something to be different, or they will be impervious to your efforts, just deaf ears. The message won't get through. There are so many episodes on mindset now in our feed. I'm going to name a few that'll help. Number 18, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Number 19, asking for help. Why is this so hard for us? Number 30, imposter syndrome and perfectionism. Number 31, change from fixed mindset to a growth mindset. 54, change your self-limiting beliefs. 67, rookie skater challenges and mindset. Number 69, conquering negative thoughts. And number 82, what we just did, earn your spot. That's a lot. That's a lot of episodes. There's probably more too, but those are the ones that really stood out to me when I was going through the list in our feed. And listeners who are listening right now, if you were just like, Jackie, I didn't have a pen on me. What? I do plan to copy the list into the show notes in case you want it as a reference for a homework assignment or a recommended listening list for a friend. All right, that was our big topic for today. We've got a little bit of time left, and I want to spend it hearing from a special guest who wrote in to tell us about a big event called STEM Roller, taking place in the UK at the end of this month. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Maths. The purpose of the event is to empower young people by introducing them to many women and non-binary professionals who work in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and maths, but also play roller derby and do sweet jumps and hits and feats of athleticism. And the young people get to learn about these careers and our sport at the same time. And I'm really genuinely excited about it, because it's kind of like, why? Why would these things go together? That's kind of strange. And I want to learn more about it, because I think this sort of event could inspire more events like it and more events with different subjects, because the hardest part about our sport is relating it to other people. How many times do we have to start over with the same story? Roller derby's not like it used to be. This is roller derby now. How do we make roller derby more mainstream so that we don't, every time we introduce it to someone, have to go back to, in the beginning, there was a banked track and there were races and people were wrestling and whatever. I don't want to go back there every time. I don't think you do either. So anything we can do to normalize our sport a little bit to make it make sense to more people, then more people can benefit from our sport. All the gifts you've gotten out of it, all the benefits you've gotten out of it in your life personally, more people could have that. More people could be fans of that if more people knew we had a sport. More people knew we were sporting. So this is an interesting event because it's combining a lot of subjects you wouldn't think would go with roller derby on the surface. And our schedules weren't able to line up at this time to talk to each other like I normally like to do with guests because Karen's cat is in surgery today. So we're sending our best wishes out. We are very, very, very pro cat on this podcast. Karen was able to send in a voice message for me. Before we listen, I want to thank Karen for reaching out to share about this event to inspire others and also for being so flexible as we tried to connect. I really appreciate it. And now let's listen to Karen's passion for the STEM Roller event right after this. This episode is brought to you by Bout Betty's, the only roller derby subscription service in the world. They offer a range of levels, so you're sure to find one that fits in your budget. The full packs and apparel-only pack options include custom apparel they design themselves or collaborating with derby skater artists to feature their artwork. There's so many fun colors and patterns in size small through 3X. The Bout Betty's full packs also include skate gear, accessories, and stickers. Yes, stickers. If you're one of those cool jean vest wearing types, you'll want to check out the Derby Flare Club option, which includes a mix of enamel pins, patches, stickers, and buttons made from the artwork of derby artists. And the Classic Pack has non-custom apparel, gear items, accessories, stickers, and healthy snacks. How thoughtful. As for me, I super love the apparel. You may have noticed how often I wear it when I make videos for our Facebook page. The leggings, shorts, and sports bras are just amazing. Okay, the material is ridiculously silky smooth and soft. The first time I pulled on my Apex Predator leggings, I could not stop touching my legs and asking friends to also touch my legs so they could feel the magic that is this material. And it's so darn cute. There's mermaids, dinosaurs, steampunk, cats. Whether you're hitting the track, skate park, gym, book club, or grocery store, you will turn heads and bring joy to those you meet. Subscribe today using our podcast promo code POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. BOUTBETTIES.com. It's like Derby Christmas every single month. And yes, they do ship internationally. Once again, that promo code is POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com.
STEM Roller is a really unusual opportunity for young people, especially young female students, non-binary students, to have an opportunity to forget that STEM, so science, technology, engineering, maths, isn't for them. That it's not for people who look like them, it's not for people who think like them, that it's for people who have their hoodies up, leaning over a computer, or alternatively have their hands deep in an engine covered in oil, and it's not for them. As we all know, the roller derby community is incredibly diverse. You've got people from all sorts of different backgrounds, people from all different shapes and sizes, people with all different moral compasses. But one thing that binds us all is community and the understanding that it's diversity that brings richness to our sport. By linking then STEM and our sport, I think the people who come along to STEM Roller are just the most incredible role models. They show young people that you can be anything that you want to be, that it's your choice. It's about what you're passionate about. It's about taking risks. It's about saying it's okay if something doesn't work out. I'll pivot to something else. So STEM Roller to explain what it is, which I guess is very important, is on the 29th of February 2020. And this is our second event. The last event happened in 2019. It was my crazy idea once when I was listening to a cybersecurity spy from the UK spy agency, really, when it comes to cybersecurity. And he was talking about how the impact there being such a small minority of women involved in his industry was having, that actually, because it was largely male, often people lacked the subtlety or the understanding and often the ability to communicate to clients or to other parties what actually was happening. They were great at the technical stuff, but it really created a one-dimensional canvas. And by bringing women into the mix, it created not just a two-dimensional, but a three-dimensional where everyone worked much more impactfully. And I had this crazy idea where I thought, hang on, there's lots of women who work in STEM who play roller derby. Maybe I can get them together. This year, we have about 100 volunteers, all women or non-binary, STEM professionals. They represent 30 different industries. I think it's about 60 or 70 different job titles. And they're just incredible. They're coming from Scotland. There's carpooling from Scotland, which if you don't know how far away that is, it's about a 10-hour plus drive for some of them. We have people flying in from Ireland, and that's like an hour's flight in from Ireland. People are spending their own money, their own time to come along to do this. The event is actually in partnerships with a really good roller derby team, Big Bucks High Rollers, who are based in High Wycombe in Buckinghamshire. And they're it's in the home venue for Big Bucks. But what is incredible, yes, we've got all of these different STEM industries and professions represented, but we also have players from, I believe it's about 30 different roller derby teams, including indeed some of the best teams in Europe. For example, Central City and London Roller Derby, just to name two of them. Again, going back to this whole idea of diversity. So we have Charlin Scarlett, London Roller Derby, captain of the England World Cup two times in a row. She's going to be playing on the same team as somebody who passed their min skills maybe 6 months or a year ago. That's fantastic. How often do players of all abilities get the opportunity to do that? How does the day work? So we've got about 100 to 150 students coming along, like I say, all female or non-binary, aged between 11 and 19. They come along. First of all, they do about an hour of speed networking. So in small groups, they'll sit with small groups of our volunteers, learn about their jobs, what makes it passionate, the challenges that they face and how those people overcome those challenges. They can ask anything they like as long as they keep it pretty professional. They will also give sock derby a go. Well, we're calling it sock derby. It's actually trainer derby. They'll give trainer derby a go, so they have an understanding of the sport, and therefore we're also, it's about opening up roller derby to a whole community of new people who are potentially our players. It's a way of developing our market. So they'll give sock derby a go. After they've done that, they'll sit up in the stands along with half of our volunteers. Well, half of them play. All of our volunteers are in STEM, so that's all of the officials, all of the players, are all women or non-binary professionals working in the STEM industries. So they play a game. They've basically been told that it's to be a demo, it's an opportunity to show off. Let's have crazy jumps at the apex, let's have amazing whips, let's have anything that just makes our sport look phenomenal. The purpose behind wanting to make the sport look phenomenal is that it's an opportunity for young people to be wowed by our professionals, to make them think these just are the most phenomenal women. But then they meet them and they're just ordinary women, just like they are ordinary students. And it's that weird dichotomy between what you see on track and what's reality. In other words, our students, they can be just ordinary people who do phenomenal things. After that, they go back and they do more speed networking. Feedback from last year was that when they met about 40 at the time of our 60 volunteers, that wasn't enough. They wanted to meet more. So they're going to see every single one of our volunteers do more speed networking. They can sit and they can chat with them. Then there's some lunch. if they want to stay around, they can, but they can disappear. And then after that, they will watch another game of roller derby if they wish, where all the other players and officials who didn't have a chance to go in the first round get a chance to show off. And of course, it's competition. So will it be the space jammers that win, or will it be the beta blockers that win? I'm not allowed to say. I've got to be completely independent, shall we say, on this one. And we have some fantastic prizes. We have some fantastic certificates for people. So generally, it's just a really, really fun, chilled out day. But it's an opportunity to look at outreach in a completely different way, in a really, really engaging way. I do have to do a massive shout out to our sponsors. So we have Retro Mum Catering, who do the most phenomenal lunch for like half nothing. They're amazing. Wickham District Council, who are our local councillors, who are amazing supporters second year in a row. Troop by Waters and Anders, who are the most fantastic company, who've sponsored all of our players and officials' t-shirts, all of which have their job titles instead of derby names at the back of it. I have to do a big shout out also to the Careers and Enterprise Company, who are a national organisation that supports the education of young people in relation to their careers. Massive shout out also to the Royal Society of Chemistry, who are our main sponsor this year, and without which we couldn't simply do the event. Big shout out to Wickham Leisure Centre. They're giving us the venue completely for free, and it's a huge venue. So I'm just overwhelmed by their support, and that's the second year as well for that one. We've got Striking Places Photography, the most phenomenal woman who's one of the highest ranked Google photographers in the UK, totally giving us her time and support for free. Amazing. So it's coming together, not just of our players or officials, but also coming together of all sorts of different sponsors and grant providers. So that's the crazy STEM roller event.
And we're back. I was really happy I was able to help two listeners in one episode today. Yeah, I like that we're getting the word out about this big, exciting event. I hope it will generate more interest in this event and other events like it. I hope that this inspires your roller derby league to start thinking about how to work out more things with your community to just increase the awareness of roller derby and maybe help people out, maybe help some young people out. Who knows? They are the future, right? Before we go, I definitely have some thank yous. I have to say a thank you, and I'm going to give a pew pew to my patron Flux, who upgraded to the shark punching tier. Thank you. Really appreciate you, Flux. I want to thank all my patrons, especially Rachel White, Tara Wiebenson, and the training team at Charlotte Roller Derby. Thank you to those of you who shopped in our Threadless store this week. Thanks, Sarah, for getting a sloth roller derby shirt. And Julianne for getting a My Mommy Can Knock You Down baby onesie. Oh my gosh, how precious. Thank you to Jennergy, our transcriber, who is writing these words down right now as I say them. Thank you, Jennergy. I really appreciate you. I want to say thank you to the shout outs and shares on Facebook from Pucker Punch, Cindy Moser, Amelia, Rocktown Roller Derby, and Aaliyah says, I've been listening to some podcasts to get me through recovery walks and housework by Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby podcast, and just finished interviews with Miracle Whips and Freight Train. Lots of inspiring ideas and information, and it's so nice to hear people talking so passionately about things they enjoy, as well as exploring new thoughts and opinions. Aaliyah, I'm so glad you found the podcast, and thank you for sharing it with other people. And Mia took a quote out of the Smarty Pants episode, people don't often learn well when they're embarrassed, and says, thank you, Power Through the Fourth Whistle podcast and Smarty Pants. I learned so much with this episode. Thank you, Mia. Thank you for listening and spreading it around. I want to thank people who shared things on Instagram. K. Meredith Illuminated, Missy Quinn 187, Stephanie L. Henry said, great episode. Listen this afternoon. Thank you for helping point coaches in the right direction. I also got a message from Nurse Hurst that said, OMG, I just love Smarty. My league has had her come coach a few times. It's always such an amazing experience. I love the way she thinks and the way she interacts with the people she is coaching. You always feel really listened to, and she gives you time to discuss and absorb, which is so valuable when trying to learn. I also feel like I owe a debt of gratitude to Smarty because she was the first person to give me permission to call myself an athlete. And then I started thinking of myself as an athlete, and it has changed everything for me. And I also want to thank Sociopath, who shared the Earn Your Spot episode on Twitter while sewing orders, of course. Sociopath makes some pretty cool shorts. I've got some that have like cupcakes and unicorns and cats and like cute stuff on them. And I get so many compliments now because I found her at Champs and bought these shorts. Thank you, Sociopath. Like you get with me, you contact me next time you have super cute material like that. I want cute things on my body. Speaking of cute things you can wear on your body, thanks to our sponsors, Bout Betty's and Moda Skates. Appreciate you guys so much. And anyone who really loved the Strong Athletic episode last week, please again go check out the Strong Athletic podcast. It's so good. And also the Strong Athletic website, where there are so many options of things you can put on your body. For example, I just ordered a custom top because I was inspired by, if people can be a Strong Athletic like tax attorney, I can be Strong Athletic anything I want, right? Plus, my first Strong Athletic shirt I got like back in 2015. So I already had Strong Athletic Woman. And then at RollerCon a few years later, I got Strong Athletic Skater. And then the most recent one I got was a vendor was selling some Strong Athletic shirts at their booth while I was announcing. So I got Strong Athletic Grown Mass Woman's. And I ended up wearing that shirt while holding a trophy. It was like the first picture of me with our trophy that we won is me wearing that shirt. And I think that's why my parents didn't share it. But that's okay because I'm a grown ass woman. Don't tell them, but I'm telling them. So I ordered a muscle tank because gun show. And it's going to say Strong Athletic Animal Lover. I'm really excited about it. And as soon as I told my teammate about it, she was like, oh man, I hope Smarty likes that idea and makes more. So this is me like trying to hint at that. If anyone else wants Strong Athletic Animal Lover, like get on the custom side. It's going to be so cute. I ended up picking the natural tank color with the gold font because I think it's going to be really pretty together. And I'm so pumped. I'm going to have my very own Strong Athletic shirt. And I'm pretty sure that the promo code will still work where you can get 10% off your order if you put in Fourth Whistle at checkout. So number 4, THWHISTLE. Go to strongathletic.com and find out a way that you are strong and athletic because there are many options of strong athletic something and many options of styles of shirt, which is really fun. Oh, I think we are at the end of this now. I no longer have a kitten on top of my head. I eventually had to put him outside because he actually tried to shut down the computer while I was recording. Hopefully you won't be able to tell where it was. I'll never tell at what point in the audio that this happened, but he's kind of a little stinker. He's very brave and curious, and I love him so much, but he can be a little stinker. He's so curious, my Professor Lupin. We have been talking about Derby and sharing Derby thoughts. Pew, pew! Thank you for listening to another episode of Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. I really hope those laser beams of positivity will carry through your day. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter at Power Fourth Whistle. That's POWER, the number 4, THWHISTLE. You can find fun videos of on and off skates training at our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. You could also support the podcast on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. The benefits of becoming a patron include fun stuff I can send you, like stickers, buttons, or shirts from our Threadless store. You can get access to our Discord server, bonus content, and free giveaways. And best of all, help us on our path to having our very own website, where we can host transcribed episodes and more content. Woo! If you want to expand your derby wardrobe, of course, another way to support the podcast is visiting our store at powerforthwhistle.threadless.com, where you can get our designs on just about any type of apparel or accessory you can dream up. Please, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast anywhere you can. Leaving reviews is still the best way to help this podcast be found and spread those laser beams of positivity to more humans. Plus, it's a way you can give back that is completely free. Open up your Apple Podcast app, punch those stars, and leave me a pew pew!